I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Alabama Republican lawmakers are getting ready for a major push for the establishment of charter schools. A charter school bill will be a top priority for the GOP when the legislative session kicks off next week. Charter schools are publicly funded schools that operate outside the rules and regulations of regular public schools. The bill, if passed, would allow up to 10 new charter schools in Alabama each year. It would also allow school systems to convert an unlimited number of existing schools to charter status. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh says charter schools will provide more options to parents and it'll allow school systems the freedom to innovate. The measure is expected to draw opposition from Democrats as well as the Alabama Education Association. They argue the charter schools would funnel money away from already underfunded public schools. Alabama is ranked among the top 10 hungriest states in the country. Both rural and inner city communities suffer from disproportionately higher unemployment rates than the general U.S. population. That leads to higher poverty rates. Eric Mitchell is the director of government relations for Bread for the World. He says this is an ongoing problem.
More than one in four kids in Alabama are living in poverty. And these are kids who are under the age of five. So this is not only impacting folks currently, but this is impacting, hunger and poverty impacts our future investments as well.
Mitchell says access to quality food assistance and jobs plays a major factor in poverty and hunger in Alabama. He says this is an issue that needs to be dealt with on a local and a national level. Business owners in the Gadsden area can have their tax questions answered at a workshop scheduled today. The Alabama Department of Revenue will give businesses a chance to find some answers for their new companies at the Gadsden-Etowah County Chamber of Commerce from 3 to 6 p.m. Amanda Collier is the public information specialist for the ADR. She says these workshops provide an open forum for business owners.
This is something that we've been doing and that we plan on continuing to do. Just to help out locals, it gives them an opportunity to ask some questions to experts that they otherwise might not be able to get answered.
The free workshop will cover a variety of topics such as employer withholding taxes, state and local sales taxes, as well as property taxes, among other areas. For more information, you can log on to the ADR's website at revenue.alabama.gov. And prosecutors are working to derail a possible defense for an Alabama woman accused of making her granddaughter run until she died. The state's asking a judge to prevent the defense from raising questions about a doctor who performed 9-year-old Savannah Harden's autopsy in 2012. Etowah County prosecutors say 59-year-old Joyce Garrard made the girl run as punishment for a lie until the child collapsed. Now your forecast.
We'll start the day off icy across parts of north and central Alabama. Temperatures do warm back above freezing today. And that'll melt off any icy issues. Temperatures topping out in the 40s. As for tonight, cloudy and cold, lows back in the 30s. A winter storm on Wednesday, primarily north of Interstate 20 to the south of cold rain. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.